Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, April 19, 2010. One worker injured in Gaza while settlers attack Palestinian cars in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian worker was critically injured on Monday while working inside a tunnel at the southern Gaza Strip borders with Egypt. Ibrahim Al-Khawas, aged 24, lost his leg due to the accident. Doctors in Gaza said that Al-Khawas' leg had to be amputated to save his life. Earlier on Monday, two workers were injured when a cooking gas canister exploded inside another tunnel at the Gaza-Egypt borders. Since Israel imposed a crippling siege on the Gaza Strip, started in June 2007, the tunnels became the source of much-needed supplies to the 1.5 million Palestinians living in the coastal enclave. 140 Palestinian workers have died inside the tunnels since June of 2007. Also in southern Gaza today, Israeli troops opened fire at Palestinians gathered in the Rafah city to protest Israeli-built wall near the city, organized by the local committee against the wall. Soldiers opened fire at the unarmed civilians as soon as they reached the buffer zone near the wall, local media reported. However, no injuries were inflicted. Earlier in the day, Palestinian fighters exchanged fire with undercover Israeli troops of the Israeli army invading an area in northern Gaza on Monday at dawn. No injuries on both sides were reported. In the West Bank, a group of Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian cars at the road connecting the central West Bank city of Ramallah with the northern city of Nablus. Witnesses said that the settlers hurled stones at passing-by Palestinian cars and held anti-Palestinian banners. No damage or injuries were reported. At another location, the Israeli army handed out on Monday demolition orders to four Palestinian homeowners at the town of Halhul, southern West Bank. The military says the houses are located in an area close to the settlers' road number 60, which connects Israeli settlements in southern West Bank with Jerusalem. Road 60 was originally built on land owned by Palestinian farmers. Israel has stepped up home demolition during the past few weeks. Three homes were demolished last week in Bethlehem and Salfit. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.